Now, new research into fetal alcohol spectrum disorder has had landmark results for diagnosis and prevention, as well as working towards breaking down taboos that exist around the devastating condition. This morning, we are joined by Professor Elizabeth Elliott, a professor in paediatrics and health at the University of Sydney and a consultant paediatrician at the Sydney Children's Hospital Network at Westmead, to discuss her study and how it will impact the diagnosis and prevention of fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. Dr. Elizabeth, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure.
Now, how widespread an issue is fetal alcohol spectrum disorder? How often are we seeing this in Australian babies?
Well, look, overseas estimates in general population suggest that about 1 to 5 per 100 children might have fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. We don't have very good data in Australia on the general population, but we know in some remote Aboriginal communities it's up to 20% or 1 in 5. And we know in the juvenile justice system in Western Australia, it's 36%, so 1 in 3 have fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. We also know that about 60% of women are drinking in Australia in pregnancy, so there is a potential for this occurring much more widely than we realise.
Could you tell us a little about the Lilawan study and the results of that you've recently completed?
Yes, look, that was actually completed a couple of years ago, and it was really a landmark study because we were invited by June Oscar and Maureen Carter from the Fitzroy Valley community to help them establish, was there a problem with alcohol use in pregnancy and with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder? And we had a whole team of clinicians working up there for a couple of years. And we found that 55% of primary school age children were exposed to high levels of alcohol during pregnancy. And about 20% of them, 1 in 5, had fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, using a fairly conservative approach. And those sort of figures are likely replicated in other communities where there's been high level of alcohol use. So this really is potentially a big problem in some of these remote Aboriginal communities. But I want to emphasise that this is not an Aboriginal problem. It's a problem that's likely to exist, but hidden across Australia.
What are some of the ways in which fetal alcohol spectrum disorder manifests itself? What do we see in the young people who are diagnosed with this?
Yeah, well, I think what people don't realise is that when you drink during pregnancy, the blood alcohol level in the mother is transmitted very readily across the placenta to the baby. And alcohol is what's called a teratogen. That is, it disrupts the development of the normal body structures, including the brain. And it's particularly neurotoxic, that is, toxic to the brain and the nervous system. And hence, when these children are born, those who are affected, the predominant thing is that the brain injury causes brain dysfunction. And that manifests as development and learning problems. Problems with attention, problems with impulse control, maybe problems with IQ, problems with speech, motor development, social skills, and really adaptive function, sort of living skills. So, you know, the manifestations are quite wide. They're often quite different between different kids. But the bottom line is that these kids really start with an injury that limits their capacity.
Because it is so varied across children, is it a difficult thing to diagnose?
Well, look, it is a difficult thing to diagnose, so that at one end of the spectrum, we have children who have a brain that's so severely injured that the head is small. So they've got a small head. They may have structural problems such as heart defects or kidney defects, and they may have an abnormal-looking face with small eyes and an indistinct sort of mouth and a thin upper lip. And those children, of course, have the neurodevelopmental problems as well. So they're relatively easy to diagnose. But there's a whole group, perhaps 90%, who have the brain injury without the physical features. And that's because the physical features occur when the alcohol exposure is in the first trimester of pregnancy. But what people fail to remember is that the brain continues to rapidly grow through the second and third parts of pregnancy and is hence vulnerable to damage in that period. without having physical features. So they're the kids that are more difficult to diagnose.
What sort of initiatives are currently in place or are you working to put in place in Australia to work towards the prevention of fetal alcohol spectrum disorder? It's a bit of a mouthful, that one.
It is a bit of a mouthful. Look, there's been quite a lot happening and we've had very good support from government and from the National Health and Medical Research Council. So back in 2012, there was an inquiry into fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, and out of that came an action plan at about $20 million. And subsequently, there's been just released a new action plan for 2008-18. And that encompasses diagnosis, prevention, and support for families. So that funding has led to some prevention programs, particularly encouraging doctors to ask and advise and manage alcohol use in pregnancy. There have also been funding that goes to diagnostic services. So, for example, New South Wales Health funds a FASD assessment service at the Children's Hospital at Westmead, where we're getting a lot of referrals, and there are similar services throughout the country. And then there's support for families, and the National Organisation for Fetal Alcohol Spectrum Disorder has received funding for a helpline. We've also received funding to establish a register for FASD, so we know how many kids are being diagnosed around the country. And for your listeners, a very useful resource is the FASD Hub Australia. It's a sort of one-stop shop for information for anyone who's interested, predominantly for health professionals, policymakers and researchers. And it's got a lot of Australian data there, but it's also valuable for parents and other professionals and in fact the general public. So that's FASD Hub Australia.
We'll have to pop a link to that one in the podcast at the end of the show. Unfortunately, Elizabeth, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That was Professor Elizabeth Elliott, a professor in paediatrics and health at the University of Sydney and a consultant paediatrician at the Sydney Children's Hospital Network at Westmead, talking to us about her research into the diagnosis and effects of fetal alcohol spectrum disorder.